Drake and Zeke in the morning.
Maximum rock all day. 98.1 The Max. Drake and Zeke in the morning on 98.1 The Max. WXMX Millington, Memphis. You're listening to Drake and Zeke in the morning on 98.1 The Max.
Honey, it's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015 is the year. There are 303 days left. It's moving by. This is day number 62 of the year. It is warm, mid-40s. Today's high, mid-60s. And then a big shift into something that seems as yet uncertain, but tonight rain begins it all. Then it goes to sleet or something tomorrow at about noon, freezing rain for hours, and it turns into snow tomorrow night. And the speculation is 1 to 3, 2 to 4, something like that as far as inches go, but no one seems to be really committing to this. We'll find out more later on from our buddy Ron Childers at Channel 5. If he'll wake up and answer his phone, we'll talk to him. But, yeah, this has been coming, I guess, since the weekend. And it changes, and they seem uncertain about what to expect, these weather guys. And that kind of makes you nervous, too, when they don't know for sure what's going to happen. So really, really warm today. Then I guess that the ground is wet enough and cool enough to receive freezing rain and then snow. So this is going to be one of those really weird days tomorrow. So prepare for that. Then it warms up. The time change is this coming weekend. And then it is warm again next week. So perhaps we're at the end of this never-ending winter that needs to go away. And maybe that will be the case for us. More snow on the East Coast yesterday. And it's all over the South. And it's just a mess. So north of here, they're going to get about 8 inches of snow, up to a foot in some places. Kentucky and Ohio and all of that. So around here tomorrow is going to be challenging. The last thing that they want to do is miss any more school, but that may be unavoidable. So we will check in with Ron Childers and keep watching what these guys say. But today is going to be cloudy and rainy and warm, and then rain tonight, and then more of this tomorrow, and then it turns into something, and I don't know. Winter death 2015. Please,
Part four.
Stop.
And a dense fog advisory this morning till 10, so when you're driving.
Well, I don't know where it was, because I saw this, too, on Channel 5. When I left the house, I didn't see any fog anywhere.
It was in my hood.
There's a lot of cars, though. There's a ton of traffic out, so please be safe as you head your way for your morning commute, wherever you're going. Please be safe. Thank you for tuning in to this little deal, and we shall have our buddy today, Kyle Veazey, from the Appeal by. The front page story on today's newspaper is an interesting one, as Mayor Horton continues to maneuver and navigate his way towards the reelection in October. And he's doing things that I think from the outside looking in look pretty smart. Jack Sammons, a frequent guest on this program and a good man who has been around for a long time. He was on the city council for a couple of times, two different stints. He runs the FedEx St. Jude Classic. He's the volunteer chair of that. And he's been the chairman of the Memphis Airport Authority for the past couple of years, trying to revive that messy situation. And so the headline says, shake up in works for the Horton cabinet. It would probably be a really good image enhancer if Mayor Horton could get Jack Sammons back on his staff. Jack is a well-known hard worker and a good guy in general. And so the shakeup at the highest level of this administration, as Kyle Veazey and Ryan Poe write about, 7 months before the election, October the 8th, AC offered this top job to Jack Sammons. Now, that would mean what for George Little, who has been the face of this office for a good bit? He speaks at in times when AC doesn't want to or is tied up elsewhere. The news came as a surprise, it says, since there's no vacancy in the city's CAO position.